Some people feel their loneliness more than others. They seem to be anchored in an undertow which repels anything vaguely familiar, so that their only contact is with the unpredictable and the unexpected. When they come into contact with these things, they are hurled like sparks from a volcano. The emptier and lonelier they feel, the greater the possibility that they will disintegrate instantly or attain fulfillment and find their determination and, yes, even happiness. I'd like to tell you about this so that you can shoulder the burden when the days seem dark and unbearable and when the minutes last forever. Close your eyes and follow me. In the beginning, all was everything, and everything was all. Everything was together in its entirety and was still one. Everything was permeated with itself, and all was connected to the whole. Everything had endless ways of transforming itself. Everything was free in form, color, and being.
Mountains spat out fire, a fire that was so strong and bright, straight from the heart of hot earth, where even today everything glows red. It was sheer bliss watching these flames. They had their own driving force. They looked around, and on discovering water, they were irresistibly drawn towards it, diving into it and sinking. The flames were not extinguished because the elements had not yet begun to fight with each other. There was no such thing as winner or loser.
These flames merged with the water, and from this union were born the various kinds of mermaids, sea nymphs, sirens, and other water life. Their parents were fire and water. I would like to tell you about one particular member of the mermaid kind. Her childhood resembled a wild and tangled chain of pearls with knots made of dreams, images, and fantasy. Lying on her favorite seashell, daydreaming, she let these pearls slip through her fingers. Was what she saw as her eyes twinkled in the light reality? Or was it a dream? Or was it some intimate dance of the two? The tide of symphonic existence pulsed through her and flooded her with contentment.
She even had a friend, the dolphin. He sought her company. She sought his.
It was wonderful.
Because of this friendship, she was never really taken seriously by the other mermaids and sea nymphs. She did not belong to them. One day she noticed something especially strange going on. There was a lot of whispering, and there were meaningful glances. And now and then, she caught the sound of the word, legs. She observed how a sea nymph tore herself away from the crowd and swam towards the sea witch's cave.
Burning with curiosity, the mermaid followed her. She swam for miles, but suddenly the sea nymph had disappeared, and all she could hear was the sound of her voice pleading. Please give me legs. Oh, please. The answer was strange, for it seemed to come from within the mermaid herself, saying, "If I do, then every step will cause you pain. You will be struck speechless, and within the year will have to marry."
All this was much too much for our little mermaid. She did not understand. Everything grew dark in front of her eyes, and she floated through the currents like a drifting piece of seaweed. She had disappeared for quite some time, and no one could have been happier than the dolphin when he finally found her.
He poked and nudged her until she smiled again, and soon they were swimming together in familiar waters. He noticed she had changed. He sensed she was keeping a secret. But he felt sure that one day she would confide in him, for there was no one else she could turn to. And above all, he was her friend. But that was exactly the trouble. She dreaded getting him involved. And instead, she went first to an elderly sea nymph who she knew only by sight. As casually as she could, she asked, as if in passing, "Hello. By the way, what is legs?"
The sea nymph, who was busy sorting out her shell necklaces for the next festivities, turned abruptly around. Her eyes grew as round as saucers, and her brow developed a hard frown, her mouth stiffening like a sea urchin's.
"Legs? Well, I never. How imponderable! What impertinence! What imputation! Where in all the waters did you pick that word up? It's not fit for young girls' ears. These times we live in, I mean, really."
Suddenly, her face relaxed into a rather silly mask, and she swam off with her nose in the air as if she'd never been asked.
Actually, the mermaid had not really expected any other reaction from her. In fact, it only confirmed that something had eluded her, or until now had been kept secret or hidden from her.
She asked the fishes. An entire school stopped in its tracks for a moment. Approximately 123 pairs of fish's eyes stared at her simultaneously. And as if from one mouth, they spoke these words in unison. "Legs, schmakes, forget it." And they swam off as if they'd never been asked.
She let herself drift down to the octopuses, who, although apparently very trustworthy and friendly, could, if they felt like it, be extremely arrogant and snobbish. She tried asking again, as casually as possible, "Have you by any chance ever seen legs?" But she did not manage to get any further because, as soon as she asked, they started making ridiculous faces, knotting their tentacles together in the craziest fashion. They rolled their eyes stupidly around in their heads, changing all kinds of colors at the same time. Then, in the most discordant fashion, they began to sing.